This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So thanks for tuning in. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. I hope that's one of your goals or missions because you've worked maybe 20, 30, 40 years. Actually, let me correct that. You worked minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year to collect and accumulate that nest egg. And you're to be congratulated that for you. But here's the question. You're getting near retirement. And if you catch the wrong sequence of returns, we'll talk about that in a minute. And I'll talk about that calculator as well. You could be heaping in trouble. So our tagline at Legacy Financial Strategies is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. That's possible. Again, thanks for tuning in. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, please call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, or visit our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. I'll repeat that several times throughout that show. My daughter, Sherry Marini, who's a certified estate planner, she's been, and myself, master certified estate planner, been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we serve business people. We have people that are younger than that, but primarily business people, pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio. I think maybe we may have more clients from Ohio than we do PA, but we also have clients throughout the country too as well for over 70 years. That's right, for 70 years. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies compared to other terms or why other firms or why should you even contact us? Well, we're a little bit different than many firms. It's just like if you go to a general practitioner, doctor, or a heart surgeon. They're both doctors, but some specialize in certain areas. Doesn't mean one's better or worse than the other. It depends on what you're looking for and what you're trying to accomplish. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisor Group? Well, we show people the first thing they should be looking at, and they don't want to think about this, is protecting your nest egg that you accumulated all those years from catastrophic illness. Oh, I'm in good shape. I don't take any medicine. I don't do this and that. Well, as you get older, and according to the government, there's about a 75% chance that when you're 65 years of age or older, that you'll need some type of convalescent care. And there's a 25% chance you won't. That's a pretty high number. And what do I mean by that? In-home care, assisted living care, adult day care, or the last place to be is nursing home. So if you want to stay home to be taken care of, what plan, what assets are you going to be using? And does it make sense that if you had to do that, hopefully it never happened to you. My grandmother lived to 98, never spent a day in there, but my father-in-law spent 7 years in a nursing home. But what asset? I mean, what if you could take an asset like you have money in a checking account or, say, money market account or non-qualified mutual fund or even a qualified account? What if you could transfer that asset in kind and it could do double or triple duty like asset-based long-term care. What does that mean? That means instead of buying traditional long-term care insurance, which I don't particularly like, why? Because if you never need it, you lose it. It's kind of like fire insurance or car insurance. Plus, the price seems to be going up every year because the cost keeps going up. And then there's a lot of companies getting out of that business. So maybe a smarter way is transfer that asset that you have in a money market, checking account, mutual fund, some type of qualified account, whereby it could pay double or triple the amount for care, for in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult daycare. It also earns an interest rate. And if you don't need it, you can leave it to your heirs on a much more favorable tax basis. So that's a strategy. There's lots of other strategies, but that's one that people don't talk about. Your broker doesn't talk about because that's not what they do. Doesn't mean they're wrong. It's just not what they do. They specialize in one thing. Also, see, we're in master's, so we're kind of comprehensive. So we also do taxes. And by the way, folks, with the new administration, for the next several years, if you don't think taxes are going to go up, he's already said it. Go to his website, JB's website. That's Joey Biden, and you'll see what he's talking about. So taxes are going to be going up. And if you have a lot of qualified accounts, what do I mean by qualified? IRAs, internal revenue accounts, individual retirement accounts, 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, simple IRAs, SEP plans, KIOs, anything where you got the tax deduction, now you got to pay the piper. What plan do you have in place to minimize those taxes? Is there such a strategy? Oh, yes, there is. So give us a call on that. In fact, if you're a high net worth, let me give you a website called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. And if you're mom and pop, we have a tax practice. We do tax preparation and tax planning. Go to InnovationTaxService.com. And we do tax preparation for $150. You'll hear our commercial in a minute. That includes your state and federal. Now, some firms charge if you have so many W-2s. We don't care how many W-2s or 1099s you have. So that includes the long form or short form, Schedule A, if you happen to itemize. Most people don't. Schedule B, that's interest and dividends. Even if you buy and sell stocks, we include 10 trades with that. Now, if you buy and sell more than 10 trades, up to 25, usually we charge $25, an extra 25 to 50. You're almost like a day trader then, trading one a week. Then we charge $50. But so there's a lot of extra work. But if you just do small trading, that's included. Schedule D included that $150, not extra. Schedule E, most people. I don't know any firms that don't charge for Schedule E. That's rental, oil, and gas. One, if you have more, it could be anywhere, depending on the complexity, $25 or $30. If you have a business like a Schedule C, that's usually $25 or $35, depending on the size. If you have corporations, call for a price. We'll beat any price, I can assure you, on S-Corp, LLCs, limited partnerships, etc. So our average price, we did about 600 returns, is approximately $152 because we have to deal with a lot of retirees. They don't have local returns. So if you have a local return, you got wages, we do charge $10. But the average is about $157. But the important thing, if you're paying taxes, not all cases, but a lot of cases, we can save you money in taxes more than compensate for that. So if you want to learn more about that, give us a call, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When you come in, you don't like H&R Block, we don't prepare them there because we want to look at them. And it might be, 2 weeks before they're done. But if you have taxes, then you'll probably see myself or my daughter, and we do the tax strategy. But someone else will do a tax preparation, so you got several sets of eyes on the tax return. If you don't have any opportunity, then the tax preparer will do it. But usually, it's about 2 weeks. So if you're looking for someone to do it while you sit there, we don't like doing that. It's a way to get too many errors. But anyway, if you want to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So what else do? We just do estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. We don't do them. We work with special attorneys who work in that arena from Ohio and Pennsylvania, how to avoid probate, and Social Security plan. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. If you'd like to learn more about that, go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V, like in victory, E, the letter A, legacy.com, and go to that website, on-demand seminars. You'll see one on Social Security, Are You Ready to Retire?, Guaranteed Income, Paycheck for Life. Many people need that extra income unless you've got a lot of pension program along with your Social Security. One's on how to tax-free retirement. You should learn more about that one, folks. I'm telling you. And then also Women in Wealth. So that's on-demand seminars. That website is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. Then when it comes to investments or savings, this is what our bulk of our business does. You name it, we probably have it. Now, if you're interested in options, I know a lot about that, but I'm not going to do options for you. So we do manage money where we charge you a fee. We have active and passive. So that's red money, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gold, silver, anything up and down is called red money, risk money. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, saving, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. And then green money is where your money's protected. That would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, enhanced index annuities, better known as FIAs, and fixed annuities. Guess what? There's dogs for stocks and mutual funds. There's dogs when it comes to CDs. There's dogs. When I say dogs, I like dogs, but I mean not very good performing on some index annuities. But there are some on these FIAs, enhanced index annuities, that are managed by BlackRock, Credit Suisse, many well-known. So, but there are also some bad ones out there. The advantage of those, if it's a fit for you, is you get to participate in the upside with no downside. So anyway, they all have their pros and cons. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message about taxes. When we come back, we're going to talk about 10 questions to ask your financial advisor. 10 questions that you should ask them if you want to work with them. So please listen to this very important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to be talking about this segment. It's 10 questions to ask your financial advisor. You may want to take some notes. We're going to be talking about the proposed third stimulus. You got the 1,200 to 600. We're going to talk about some of the parameters, not set in stone, but it probably is going to be rammed through with probably none or very little Republican support. And it looks like after they get done with the Adam Schiff, the Schiff show, and the circus, probably they're working on some subcommittees now, but it'll probably be passed sometime in the middle of March. So I'll talk about what they propose regarding the stimulus package. And then we probably won't get time on this segment. We'll talk about the windfall elimination provision in teachers. Is it fair? Well, you'll see that a lot in Ohio, not so much in Pennsylvania. In fact, you don't see it in Pennsylvania. So those are some of the topics we're going to talk about. So what are the 10 questions to ask your financial advisor? And before I go through this, if you'd like to set up a phone call, a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, or come in for a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategies or get your taxes done. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So what are these 10 questions? Well, number one, I know this area requires specialized knowledge in IRA distribution planning. So here's the question. Do you have expertise in this area, and how would I know that? So here's a little tip. If they say, yes, I do, how would I know that, and they don't answer you, that should be a clue to say, tell me about Publication 590. If they say, I don't know what that means, that's probably a first clue, something as elementary as that. Number two, what books have you read on the topic? Have they read Publication 590? Have they read it? They should. That has to do with IRAs. It has to do with the requirement minimum distributions, the calculator, the life expectancy. It's a wealth of information. About 122 pages. The last one I read had Part A, 62 pages. Part B, 60 pages. What books have they read? Ask them to give you a list of books I have. I read constantly in that arena. Number three, what professional training do you take in IRA distribution planning? I was trained by Ed Slott. You can Google him or go to DuckDuckGo and see who he is. He's kind of one of the gurus when it comes to IRAs. Also, if you get an idea, go to our website called EliteTaxReduction.com. We're connected with some of the top by the way, the word CPA is neutral. Just because a person's a CPA doesn't mean they know about taxes. Some just know about counting. But there's some CPAs know a lot. I mean, especially if you have a high net worth on taxes. And we deal with them throughout the country and tax attorneys. So what professional training, what organization, what kind of connections they have? Do they charge you up front or do they charge you on money that they save you? You should not be paying it up front. You should be based on what they're saving you and then have it in writing. But anyways, number four, how do you stay current on key IRA tax returns? What services or resources do you rely on to stay up to date? And can you show an example? That's a question to ask them. What is the latest IRA tax rule that you're aware of? When did it occur? Ask them to talk about the SECURE Act, which I've talked about many times in the past, and ask them about the so-called stretch IRA or multi-generation. What does that mean? How does it work? Etc. Most of them, brokers, and again, I'm not putting them down, the broker folks. That's not what they do. Just like the general practitioner doctor, you're not going to put them down over heart. That's just not what they do. So it's very, very important that what you're looking for, if you're looking to save taxes and they have the investments, that may be the firm. But if you don't have any of that, maybe the broker is a good fit for you. But again, I'm not knocking them. It's just that they're not allowed to give tax advice. All right, number six, How do you determine the best option for my lump sum distribution? What are my choices? Very important. If you don't know that, you're going to end up paying a lot of taxes. Number 7, how would you keep track of my IRA beneficiary? Big one, folks. Beneficiaries, the way assets are titled, Trump, wills or trusts. You hear that? They have a Kennedy case. Kennedy versus Kennedy. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. 9-0. Beneficiaries, Trump, what a will or trust says. So how do you keep track? What are the key events that would trigger a need for review? Can you show me the IRS life expectancy tables? Where do you get that? Hint, don't tell them, but publication 590. Number 9, do you know what will happen to my IRA after I die? How will you make sure the beneficiary will get the stretch? Are they now entitled to the stretch due to the stretch to the Secure Act changes? Has that been eliminated or has it been modified, or how does that work? Number 10, who do you turn to when you have questions in an IRA distribution planning? Those are 10 questions. So again, if you're not really sure, you may want to give us a second opinion, give us a call, and set up that 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leaveaLegacy.com, leaveaLegacy.com. So let's talk about the stimulus package. And again, it's not passed. This is the third one. Now, this one's going to be shocking you, folks. And the income limits are going to be the same. The Republicans talked about lowering it. So what were the income limits before? If you're single, it was $75,000. If you're married, $150,000. That's adjusted gross income. Now, if you make single and you make more than $75,000, for every $100, you're going to lose $5, all the way up to $100,000. And the same with a married couple, $150,000. But if you make more than that, it doesn't mean you're going to lose all of it. You'll get a reduction. So for every $100 over that, you lose $5. So it can go up to $200,000. Then head of household is $112,000. Now, the amount is going to be remaining of the $2,000. You already got the $600, so the third one will be $1,400. But here's where the gotcha. That gotcha, you need to be aware of this. Again, this has not passed yet. The child was 16 or under before got a check. This is not going to happen this way. What they're going to do, if you have a child 16 years of age or under, instead of getting that tax credit of $2,000, you're going to get $3,000, not $2,000. However, starting in July, it'll be over a monthly payout. Now, a lot of you are maybe shocked and not aware of that. I certainly wasn't. However, again, these are subcommittees. This could all change. So it's not been passed. It's not been acted on. But it looks like the stimulus will be on the way. As far as businesses, I don't know in this particular package if it will or not. There's going to be probably several other packages they are talking about. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. It would be our tax commercial. So if you want to get your taxes done and tax planning, give us a call at that toll-free number, 800-264-4963. Then we come back, we're going to talk about the windfall elimination provision and teachers. Is it fair? Is it fair? Well, if you're a teacher, you probably think it's not fair. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about the market and the economy and give you another perspective from another economist, because I like to give you the pros and cons. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about that calculator. Oh, you've got to see that calculator, folks. And if you're getting near retirement, if you don't know what Secrets of Return is, I'll talk about it in the next segment, but you've got to get that calculator. You don't even have to come into our office. We could email it to you and by phone. This will take 15, unless you have a lot of questions, it might take 30 minutes, but it's pretty powerful. Then I email that and you can massage that. You definitely should call and learn more about that. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to the support message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write that toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in person, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Now, here's one reason why you want to set up the call, to get that calculator. What this calculator will do, we talked about the sequence of returns. What does that mean? Well, if you're not taking money out, as long as it doesn't really make that much difference because you don't need the money. But as soon as you start taking money out, and you catch the wrong cycle, you'll be in a heap of trouble. Now, when you're 72, you used to be 70 and a half, you have to start taking minimum distributions out. Or if you need to supplement your income, if you got a falling market and you catch the wrong cycle, you could run out of money very quickly. So let me give you an example of this. How many people listening know what CAGR is versus average return? What is CAGR? C-A-G-R stands for compound annual growth rate, or geometric or actual return. So let me explain it very simply. Let's say you have money in the market, and let's say you did well in 1 year. In fact, you did fantastic. You did 100%. Year one, you made 100%. Second year, you lost 50%. So you say, what is my average return? So let me see. You made 100%. You lost 50%, so you subtract 50% from 100% is 50%. Now, that's over 2 years, so you got to divide by 2. 2 and the 50% is 25%, so your average return is 25%. Now, you'll see statements, and they'll show a 1-year, 3-year, 5-year, 10-year. They don't usually show 2 years. So let's put some numbers to it. The average return was 25%. Let's say you had $100,000. It did 100%. So now you have $200,000. Next year, you lost 50%. So 50% of $200,000 is $100,000, where you started. So your geometric or your CAGR, compound annual growth rate, your actual return is 0%. but your average is 25%. Now, statistically speaking, folks, they're both accurate. But which one is more meaningful? Obviously, you still have the $100,000. You didn't make any money. So as long as the market is going up, averages work. As soon as you have a negative year, it doesn't. Well, this calculator will help you put your information. And usually we have bear markets anywhere from every to 7 to 10 years. Now, how many bear markets when it drops 20% or more? But you could have a correction when you have 10% but less than 20%. So we built this calculator based on money that you have in the market, and we say, what rate of return are you currently getting from your statement? We go through that, you know, minus some fees. And then we compare it to this enhanced index annuity where you zeros your floor, better known as an FIA, managed by some big name companies like BlackRock, Credit Suisse, et cetera. Now remember, not all FIAs are good, just like not all mutual funds are good, nor ETFs or stocks. And then we go through this scenario, and then we have you put the numbers in. You build it. I send the calculator to you. I'm in my office. We do it by phone and go through the numbers. And then we put calculate after we go through these different scenarios. Folks, and then we ask when you're going to start taking money out. You got to see that. It's a pretty eye-opener. So that's why you want to set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call. If you'd like to, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Now, let's talk about Social Security, the windfall elimination provision in teachers. Is it fair? There are very unique circumstances faced by federal employees and retirees who are entitled to a pension based on earnings not subject to Social Security taxes. And let's give you the synopsis, and I don't know if time, I'm going to try to get this other article in so we can talk about the market and what he has to say. So let me give you the executive summary on the windfall elimination provision in teachers. Isn't fair. Teachers and other public sector workers in many states still may see their Social Security benefits reduced. Ohio, not Pennsylvania, under one or both the Web and GPO. As of 2018, roughly 25% of all state and local government workers are not covered by Social Security. Pennsylvania is. The majority of non-covered public school employees are covered in TRS. Some states have both covered and non-covered pensions, depending upon the TRS in which a teacher participates, while others have across the board exclusive from Social Security. The Webb formula replaces the 90% retirement benefit in the first bent point and a reduced percentage as low as 40% of the aim. So if someone has 20 or fewer years of substantial earnings, for each year of substantial earnings above 20, the percentage increases in 5% increments, so the reduction formula no longer applies with 30 or more years of substantial covered earnings. Now, if you're in one of those states, you want to have that done. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office, and we definitely can help you with that. Now, here's the impact of federal pension and Social Security. The two federal retirement systems are SARS, which I deal with, by the way, throughout the country, and FERS. For federal employees hired prior to December 31st, 1983, and the FERS, for most new federal employees hired on after January 1987. A SERS employee contributes 7% to SERS annuity but does not contribute to Social Security, so will not be entitled to benefits unless they have 40 quarters contributing to Social Security while employed in the private sector. The Webb provision, which I was talking about earlier, was enacted in 1986. This provision cause people eligible for a pension based on non-covered employees. Example, SERS, SERS offset, and FERS transferee employees. There were also eligible for Social Security to have their Social Security calculated with different formula. The SERS offset employees will be affected by both the SERS offset at age 62. So if you're not in the federal program or teachers or whatever, a lot of these acronyms will be meaningless to you, but some people are listening, it does. The GPO may reduce or even eliminate a non-covered pension eligible individual spousal, ex-spousal, or survival Social Security. Federal employees in FERS, FERS Ray, and FERS Ray retirement system, along with many states, employees are paid into Social Security and therefore will not be affected by the WIMP. Most of the ones I've been dealing with that are not affected by that. So the question, is it fair or not to do that? Well, if you listen to teachers who paid in Social Security, they would say it's not fair. Of course, the government would say that's, they said it is very fair. So there's no right or wrong. It depends on who it's affected on what the right answer is. So if you like more information about that and how it works and ties into your old program, my suggestion would be call our office toll-free at 800-264-4963. So let's talk about this other guy on the market and where it's going. He said it's happened every month on the exact same day for 552 months straight. What is that? If you had my groundbreaking research, he says, you would have made a ton of money. I won't tell you how much, he says, because I don't want to give you his name because he's not an investment advisor, but he can subscribe to his and get money. So why this crisis isn't like 2008, he says. The news about the pandemic is improving. However, you'll never know it from headlines. Daily COVID cases have dropped below 100,000. In the U.S., more than 43 million people in the country have received vaccines. Daily deaths are now falling precipitously. Yet as sure as the day falls tonight, headlines will scream about a new and far more dangerous COVID-19 variant. Millions doom scrolling on their smartphones, he said, is big business for the media. For investors, the question remains, how long is the pandemic crisis going to last? Yes, he said, global stock markets are trading at bubble-like highs. But he says, I've also written about the great disconnect between the stock market and the real economy. He said, I often wonder about the fate of the bars, restaurants, and travel and retail businesses, which remain crippled in most parts of the world. He said, I see two competing scenarios. So when I come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about this, and then we're going to talk a little bit politics. But I want to finish up at least some of this information. So you listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you want to get on my schedule for that, say, 15-minute to 30-minute calculator, that I can send you and use yours to keep when you can play around with it. You've got to get that. Get on my calendar. Give Legacy Financial Strategies a call and set up that. It's really probably closer to 30 minutes because people have questions, but you could do it in 15 or 20 minutes. It's an eye-opener, and then I will email that calculator to you. It's yours to keep, and you can play around with it. So, again, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, and say I'd like to set up that phone call regarding that calculator. All right, so we were talking about the economy, and this gentleman says there's two scenarios. He says, one, he sees a world that will take another decade to get back on its feet. I've talked about some of those where one guy's thinking that the Dow is going to lose 22,000 points. We hit the top, he says. It might take a few more trading days, and the market's coming down. And I've mentioned other ones. The earnings report and all that stuff is going to continue to flow. So I've gone through a variety of bears and bulls. So who's right and who's wrong? The question is, have you have a plan? Do you have a written plan? How much can you afford to lose? There's nothing wrong with what I call red money in the markets. We offer that. But every person's different. But you should get that calculator to see what I'm talking about and how it fits and to get a capacity, a suitability, and see where you stand. Not where I stand, where you stand. You're different than me. Scenario two says, expects the global economy to rebound by the end of the year. Once the world becomes vaccinated, global economies will recover as fast as they collapse. Two different scenarios. Which scenario will play out? He said, this is an essential question for investors to answer. Investing in an economy that you expect will rebound by the end of this year is very different from investing in an economy dragged down by a Great Depression-style contraction. And he said, to answer that question, he said, I had to look far between the latest headlines on Elon Musk, Bitcoin, and the frenzy surrounding GameStop. Yet again, he said, I took a deep breath and looked to the lessons of history. He said, why 2020, the year 2020, last year, was the new 1919. As Mark Twain observed, history does not repeat itself, but it does rhyme. And it turns out 1919 was much like 2020. In both cases, much of the world looked at capitalism with skepticism. In 1919, Europe saw the outbreak of socialist revolutions in Germany and Hungary. These echoed the Russian October Revolution of 1917. Political violence, race riots, and bombings in seven U.S. cities in June 1919 tore at the fabric of the country's identity. The U.S. government deported communist sympathizers in December 1990 on a boat nicknamed the Soviet Ark. And, oh yes, the United States was at the tail end of the pandemic that claimed 675,000 American lives. At that time, the U.S. population was 104 million, less than a third of the 330 million it is today. And yet, the United States and the world got through it. And they did so without the help of vaccines. And this sort of year was relegated to a forgotten footnote in history. He said the Roaring Twenties replaced the narrative of pandemic and socialist revolutions and became an exceptionally optimistic decade that saw the adoption of new technologies like the automobile, radio, and aviation. He says there's two types of economic crises. He said, I'm now more optimistic that the global economy will bounce back for more quickly from the pandemic than it did after the financial crisis of 2008. In a recent study, the scarring effects of the past crisis on the global economy, two European central bank researchers, Natalie Martin Futis and Isabella Motor, divided crisis into two types. First, he says, the geopolitical crisis. Examples include previous epidemics, major wars, and yes, OPEC 73 and 74. I got my securities license that year. Got an insurance license in 1970 before they had calculators. Second, there was a financial crisis. These are economic crises caused by the collapse of the financial and banking system. It turns out these two crises are very different animals. When a geopolitical crisis hits, the exogenous shocks do their damage and disappears quickly. The impact of financial shock is superficially similar, but its effect linger far, far longer. In its geopolitical crisis, the economy takes a kick in the gut and hits the ground. However, then it jumps back to its feet, shakes itself off, and gets back to work. Long-lasting effects are rare. He goes on to say, in contrast, a financial crisis is more like a chronic, debilitating illness that you go to bed wiped out. You lie there for a day, you feel a bit better, but you try to work and find you're still wiped out. The effects can linger for weeks. He said the current global pandemic is a geopolitical crisis. Yes, he said it's been extraordinarily damaging, but its impact will be relatively short-term. Governments have spent literally to cushion the blow, to increase the use of digital technology, might even make the economy even more productive. He said the accelerated development of vaccines has made the economy more anti-fragile. In contrast, financial crises stem from a buildup of imbalances over time. The banking system crumbles under a wave of too much debt. The economy remains weak for many years. The U.S. did not recover to 2007 per worker GDP rates until 2012. Spain and Italy have yet to recover to this day. He says, yes, the global pandemic has been a severe kick to the gut of the global economy, and the government response has been far from perfect. But said, viewed through the lens of history, today's crisis is more like 1919's than 2008. So expect, he said, a quick recovery. He said, invest accordingly. So what say you? I like to hear you. I'd like you to call us to get that calculator. We'd like to do that suitability, see your risk tolerance. This can all be done. We don't even need your, well, you do need a computer on your end, but we don't need to even do a Zoom phone, and we can email the information to you. So if you'd like to get on our calendar, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Now, I don't know about you, this so-called fiasco with the impeachment thing, which I haven't watched. I've seen a little bit of highlights. That's about it, because tax season. I'm here late at night, so we're kind of busy with taxes, but I wouldn't want to watch it anyway. It's a fiasco. We know the outcome is going to be acquitted. There may be six Republicans that vote, so they may have 56. How many do you need to convict? 67. So it's like a traffic ticket. I don't want to compare a traffic ticket, but if you get pulled over, unless you plead guilty, you have your right, so-called right day in court. And then he goes through and has testimony, and if the judge finds you not guilty, guess what? You don't pay the traffic tickets. So the impeachment is the same thing. You got the traffic ticket. Now you must be convicted. In order to be convicted, you need how many votes? 67 votes. I wonder if Madam Kamala Harris will be our next person. But I don't think they'll bring it up. She joked about killing Trump. A joke. Okay? I guess I always thought you had freedom of speech. But maybe she will be next. Let me read something that I get from my daughter from Sovereign Man. I think you'll find rather interesting. Disco was in, this is 1977, Star Wars was the biggest movie of the year. The world's first personal computer was announced, the Commodore. We had one, Commodore PET, which came with, you ready for this, 8 kilobytes of memory, and the gross domestic product of the United States reached $1.9 trillion, more than double what it had just 10 years prior. As you probably know or possibly remember, though, most of the GDP growth during the 1970s was because the U.S. economy was strong, quite opposite, actually. The 1970s was a period of economic stagnation. I remember that. That's right, inflation. The economy was in such bad shape that between January 1 and 1970 and December 31st, 1977, the S&P grew exactly, you ready for this, zero. Yet food and prices kept spiraling out of control. It's a big reason why GDP kept rising in the 1970s despite such a weak economy. We'll come back to the 70s inflation in a moment. For now, he said, I'll point out the coincidence that the latest COVID stimulus bill, which Congress seems ready to pass, is also $1.9 trillion. In other words, the amount of money they want to spend in a single legislative package is the same size as the U.S. economy in 77. We'll continue that on next week's show. I have a radio show I do on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 790 a.m. called One Way Radio Network. While we call it one way, there's only one way to heaven. Folks, I'm going to die. You're going to die. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? There's no such thing as the annihilation theory. It's either heaven or hell. Where do you want to spend eternity? If you say, well, I hope heaven, well, you say, well, I say to you, why should God let you in? And you say, I'm a pretty good person, is the wrong answer. The Bible is very clear. There is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He wants all to come to repentance. You hear that word, all? He stands at the door and knocks. He knocks constantly. Do we hear him? In order to hear him, the secret is James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord. You have to ask for repentance means forgiveness. And do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. Because a man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:20. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. Unfortunately, many are called, but few are chosen. And because of ignorance and pride, there could be some other reason. Most people will not spend eternity in heaven. But it's your choice. He loves everyone. So what say you? If you want to learn more about that, tune in to the radio show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at LeaveALegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.